producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom, composter, gardener, bug and worm farmer, horticulturalist, ecopreneur, biocontrol specialist, and Dr. Bug Lady. I'd like to extend a very warm, easy organic gardening welcome to each of you. My guest this hour is gardening expert, author, podcaster, television personality, and creator of Seed of the Month Club, Mike Podlesny. Before I ask Mike to join me, I want to make sure you receive a copy of our early spring natural product for your organic home, garden, farm, livestock, and pets catalog. Included in this issue are traps, beneficial insects, beneficial nematodes, biological fly control, natural insecticides, fertilizers, and more. I know in particular a lot of people are concerned about Zika, so we've got a full line of natural and biological mosquito controls. Here's how you can receive a copy of the Arbico Organics Early Spring Catalog. You go to www.arbico-organics.com, arbico-organics.com, to place your order, or you can call 1-800-SOS-BUGS, 800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our specialists will be glad to take your order. We also have an e-version, so you just click on the little catalog on the homepage, and that'll take you right to the e-versions that you can download or just paginate through. It's really beautiful. So take a look at it that way as well. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us. You can always be on the lookout for sales and other special promotions there, and you can follow me at drbuglady on Twitter. And now I'm going to tell you a little bit about my guest, Mike Podlesny. Mike was born and raised in Trenton, New Jersey. He started gardening when he was 5 years old and helped his dad in their backyard garden. 30-plus years later, he's a third-generational home vegetable gardener and published author of the book Vegetable Gardening for the Average Person. Today, he spends his gardening days teaching his two young sons, ages 6 and 8, the value and importance of growing your own food. And now I would like to ask Mike Podlesny to join me. Hi, Mike. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
You bet. I'm so excited about everything to do with you and what you're all about. I got to say, you are in the Garden State, so it is a beautiful, beautiful state. My very best friend in the whole world lives in a place called Jackson, and she has 5 acres and the most gorgeous gardens I've ever seen. She's a master gardener, and wow, when I go to visit her, the first thing we do is we take her shoes off. She takes my hand and we walk through the whole property, and she shows me all the new things that she's planted and you know, and the purpose behind them. And so it's a treat for me. So anyway, thanks for being on the show. You are amazing. I love what you're doing as far as getting people's interest, how to grow things in their garden. And also, I love this idea of Seed of the Month Club that you've started. I think it's a great idea. So we're going to have you tell a little bit about that. But go ahead and tell us, just to get started, a little bit about your gardening background, how you got started, and just how long you've been gardening. What was it that inspired you?
Well, yeah, as you mentioned in your opening, I did start at, you know, when I was 5. I mean, obviously then I don't feel as much as I do now, but my dad got me into it and my grandfather got him into it. And, you know, I just always enjoyed going out there and helping him dig in the dirt. You know, of course, early, my early days of 5, 6, it was more of, you know, making a mess, but, I just enjoyed it and just loved watching when he planted from seed and things would come up. And, and I've just been, you know, really excited about it ever since. And as I've gotten older and now I have 2 young sons of my own, they kind of keep me going because they get excited the same way I did when I was a kid. And it kind of reminds me a lot of, about that. And, you know, I just absolutely enjoy it. I mean, you know, right now here we're, you know, getting close to our gardening season here in New Jersey. We're about to start some seeds indoors. So we're getting excited, me and my two boys, and I just love every bit of it, and I wish I could garden 12 months out of the year here in New Jersey, but you really can. I mean, there's some things you can do in cold frames, but I just love it. I could garden 24/7, 360, and it's just something I enjoy doing.
Here, we understand, and we do have 12 months of the year in Arizona, so it's quite a lot of fun. It's sort of like our seasons are a little reversed. Our in many ways, we have two springs, so I appreciate what I see when I'm in your part of the world. You do have such an amazing variety of things that you can grow.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you
off. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
We're pretty fortunate here in New Jersey. We have just great seasons where we can go from cooler weather crops to hot weather, you know, your peppers and your eggplant, all that, back to cooler weather again. We have great environment for a lot of different fruiting trees and bushes and whatnot. And I have to say I'm a little jealous about where you are, too, because you get the weather where you can garden all year round. So there's a little bit of equal jealousy there between the two of us.
Well, come on over. You can come over in the wintertime. We have a lot of people that come here in the wintertime, and they stay for a few months, and they garden. They have a really great time gardening. It's so fun because when they can't garden back east or up north, wherever they may come from, they come here, and it's sort of like the thing that they love to do because they can't do it there because it's too cold. So that's one way that people do. A lot of retired folks are doing that, and as you say, it's a great way for people to grow their own food, save money, and have a lot of fun doing it. So before we get into some other things, I want you to talk a little bit about Vegetable Gardening for the Average Person. This is an amazing book. I downloaded it. And well done. Thank you so much for putting this together. And for those of you listening, definitely want to go out and get this amazing book. But tell us a little bit about this book.
Oh, thank you so much for that. What I wanted to do when I sat down to write the book was I wanted to get down all the information that my dad passed on to me. And a lot of things that I learned from my grandfather, who has since passed on, but he passed on a lot of stuff to me as well. And I wanted to put it in a format in such a way that anybody who reads it, picks it up, could start gardening. And when I say average person, what I'm talking about is anybody. If you've never gardened or even somebody who's been gardening for a long time, that there's something in there for them that a new tip, a new trick, something to get started, a good way to, you know, to cultivate the soil with the section on compost and starting seeds and all that. And I wanted to organize it in such a way so that when you read it from beginning to end, you're ready to go. You could get started, even if you start with, you know, a couple of pots of herbs or something like that. And I just wanted to make it just appealing to just about anybody. And, I've been fine-tuning it over the years since I released the first edition of it. And I just feel it's getting better and better, and I get a lot of good feedback from it. And I've had a lot of people who have read it, and they email me, and, you know, they tell me add this, you know, and things like that. And it's been great because I see the feedback and I read it, and it's just been wonderful because I feel like I'm hitting a good audience of people who have never gardened before in their lives, and they read the book and they realize that gardening is a lot easier than they thought. A lot of people have that I've talked to have a preconceived notion that gardening is, you know, labor intensive. It's very hard, you know, difficult in the sense of growing different things, and it can be depending on how large you want to make something, but it is also easy too, and that's what I was really trying to convey in the book.
Well, it's a fabulous book, and all I can say is no matter what kind of gardener you are, whether you're a beginning gardener or you're expert, there is a lot to be said and found in the book, and I think this is a great gift, actually, that people could give to their family members and friends, because you know, we have so many things. The thing we don't have is our legacy because, as you said, our grandparents used to garden just like you get up and brush your teeth every day and you take a shower and that kind of thing. Of course, you save seeds and you gardened. And somehow we lost that understanding the last generation. You were lucky, but the last generation didn't pass it on because they were fascinated with TV dinners and canned foods. At first, you know, for me, I always thought spinach came out of a can. We're going to take a quick break here. Doggone it. Yeah, I did. And for those of you listening, we're coming right back with more of Mike Podlesny. He's going to talk to us about all kinds of gardening tips. So get out your pen and paper. We're coming right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Well,
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. And with me this hour is gardening expert, author, podcaster, television personality, and creator of Seed of the Month Club, Mike Podlesny. His book, Vegetable Gardening for the Average Person, is a must-have. Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you.
You bet. So we were just talking about, you know, why I like this so much, this book, because as I was saying, a lot of us grew up, I always thought asparagus came in a can. As I said before, I thought spinach came in a can. I didn't have my first fresh artichoke until I was 19 years old. I had no idea they didn't come in this cute little jar with vinaigrette.
Isn't that amazing? Once you find out how the vegetables really grow and what they look like.
Well, and Brussels sprouts. I mean, you know what? I was shocked when I found out how Brussels sprouts grow. We used to call them little baby cabbages. I just thought they were mini cabbages.
That's true.
So, I mean, this book definitely dispels those myths, and it's a great book for, if you were afraid of gardening or because you don't know how to do it because it wasn't passed down to you, this book is really great. So my hat's off to you. We've got a lot to cover here. So jumping back on your website, let's talk a little bit about the website, too, because I think this is another tool for our listeners. The website title is averagepersongardening.com, averagepersongardening.com. We're all special and wonderful and stupendous. I love the name Average Person Gardening because what you meant is anybody can do it, right?
Yes, yeah. I do get some emails about that when they say I'm above average, and I say I agree, and that's not what it was meant. It was meant to anybody can garden, and as the time goes on, I get a chance to explain that. People say, "Oh, okay, I get it." And like I said, I personally think anybody can garden. I don't care how much of a green thumb you have, or you've never even seen dirt before in your life. I believe everybody can grow something. And that's really what I'm trying to get across.
Well, you have some beautiful videos, too, on the website. And I saw your backyard. We were on a television show, I guess. And so I was very impressed with that. Anyway, but tell us a little bit about the things that... What are like the three basic gardening tips you can offer up to our listeners?
The three tips that I always like to give out are pretty simple. The first one is grow something that you like to eat. One of the things that I've noticed over the time I've been doing this and speaking with people is they get real excited about growing and they, go to the store, buy a bunch of plants or a bunch of seeds, and they just grow everything. And then they kind of get discouraged when some things work and some things don't. And I like to go for those, kind of quick first season victories, so to speak. And the best way of doing that is to grow something that you like to eat. And, for me, it's tomatoes. I absolutely love tomatoes, so I'll go out and I'll grow tomatoes. And if you don't like tomatoes, don't go out and grow them because, one, you're not going to consume them, and, you'll kind of get bored with it because it's not really something that you're interested in. So that's the first tip. The second one I like to say for people who are just starting out is start small. It's real easy to kind of get sucked into this, let me turn half my yard into a garden, but the larger you make it, it does become more work. I mean, you have weeding and you have watering and feeding and all those things. And if you make it too large and you're new and you're not used to it, you're going to get discouraged. I've seen it a lot. And one of the things I just tell people is keep it small. Start with, something, a 3x3 or a 4x4 area, maybe some pots, maybe just want to do some basil or, some other herbs like that, and start small. And the third one, and this kind of surprises some people when I tell them is, When you have your garden, keep it in sight of where you see it from a kitchen window or the back of your house, somewhere where you can kind of see it first thing in the morning. So it's always on top of your mind. So that when you go out, you look through your window, you see your garden, say, oh, you know what? Let me go out and pick a couple of weeds today or, let me water it. So it's always on top of your mind. This way you're keeping track of what you're doing out there and kind of keeping up with it. And those are three things that I've just found over time when people implement those, especially for brand new gardeners, it works very well for them.
I agree with that, especially number three, the idea of a kitchen garden that you should be able to walk outside, right out your back door or your front door, however way you set it up, and right there to see it as you come and as you go, because then you're very connected with it. And, you know, the idea of the garden being far away, I think that's kind of an old concept that came with factory farming, where the farmer doesn't even live on the property where they grow things. They literally live in the city and then they drive it out to the property. So there's not a lot of connection there. It's very different. There's, you know, just hanging in the garden just makes you feel good. We always have a little table and chairs in our garden with an umbrella, you know, that you can lift up, and we can go in and have lunch there and just sit and visit or talk. It's, you know, you make it an extension of your living space, which is very helpful.
Yeah, it really can be. I mean, depending on how you set it up, I mean, the garden can be kind of just another place to go out to, just to kind of get peaceful and just get some time to think and clear your head. Just a good place to walk around in. And like you said, you set up a patio chair and whatnot, and you could sit in it as well.
I love it. I mean, there's just so much to be said about gardening, and I always like, just plant anything, for heaven's sake. You'll be so proud of yourself. I take the when you cut the celery off, I take the bottoms and I put them in a little dish with water, and they sprout again. And I take the carrot tops and I put them in water and they sprout again. And the bottom of lettuce will sprout again. It's fun, you know. I mean, just even in your own home, the things you can grow and replant, it's a lot of fun just to watch things grow. I was at a wedding, and the corsage the boutonniere that one of the gentlemen wore had a little tiny baby succulent. And so I asked him if I could have the boutonniere when it was all done, and I took it home and I unwrapped the boutonniere and the little succulent, and I put it in a little water and it sprouted, and I'm going to send it back to the bride growing, because what a lovely thing that is. But I had so much fun, you know, growing the little succulent.
That's a really neat idea. You know, you just mentioned a few moments ago with the celery and the lettuce and the carrots, and I've done that for my two children, and they actually think it is the coolest, greatest thing they've ever seen, to take something and just kind of reroute it. It's just fascinating to them, and it's really fun to watch, because they're 6 and 8 years old, so they see that for the first time, and you can kind of see the wheels turning in their head of like, wow, you can really do this, and that's really exciting.
Well, and they come back every day, and there's a little more growth, right?
Yes.
So, you know, that's just the part of gardening that doesn't have to do with eating. It doesn't have to do with the drudgery of gardening, which I don't really think is much drudgery of gardening, but it's just that feeling of that you get, that feeling of compassion for all of life, including children. We're going to come right back. We've got to take another quick break. Those of you who are listening, stay tuned. We are going to come back with more of Mike Podlesny and great information about gardening.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, and my guest this hour is Mike Podlesny, gardening expert, author, podcaster, television personality, and creator of Seed of the Month Club. His book, Vegetable Gardening for the Average Person, is the perfect primer for start-to-finish gardening. Welcome back, Mike. Say, I know we've got a lot to cover. A lot of our listeners have children, and, of course, that's how I got started, like you did, in the garden, because I had parents and grandparents that opened me up to the world of gardening. And what are some tips that you can share with our listeners, since you have children that are involved, and, you know, how to keep them interested?
Well, the way I keep my children interested, I actually got them started fairly early. When I would work out in the garden, they would come out in the backyard with me. One of the things that I did and I found was very helpful was I actually purchased for my children, you know, the small plastic garden tools, like the rake and things like that, so that when I was using a rake or I was using a shovel, they had one. And what I noticed is they would pick up the same tool I had, and they would, like, pretend that they were working in the garden. And I kind of instilled that when they were real young. I'm talking 3-4 years old. And that kind of stuck with them. So that was kind of where I started. And they didn't really do a lot then, but just to see them interacting with Dad was just a great, you know, emotional thing for me to see, because they were showing some interest. Then the second thing I did is that they started getting just a little bit older, you know, about 5-6 years old. I gave them each their own little area of the garden. They could grow anything that they wanted, but they had to, you know, take care of it. You know, obviously I would help them out with that. And, you know, the bigger challenge was getting them to eat it once it was ready to pick. But they would go out and they would take care of it. And that has seemed to stick with them. And now that, you know, they're 6 and 8, and they're still young, but they're older when we first started, they now look forward to that. So now I've kind of upgraded them to learning how to start seeds indoors and transplanting the plants outside. And they look forward to that now in the gardening season. And it's those little things that kind of you just build up over time, and I just see the excitement with it. Along with that, what I've also done besides the gardening aspect of it is, as you know, or anybody that gardens knows, that your garden is this entire ecosystem of different insects and wildlife and everything else that can go along with it. And we go out there in the garden and I, you know, show them the different insects, and we learn what they are. Are they good bugs? Are they bad bugs? That sort of thing. And that's really excited them as well, because it's not just about, you know, the fruits and the vegetables and all that stuff. It's also, there's more going on in the garden, and they really get excited about that as well.
Well, there's a universe of fun out there for sure, you know, and I love that we train our children to not be afraid of bugs, to not be concerned about getting quote unquote dirty, and that, you know, how beautiful it is to eat something that's just come right out of the garden, like a carrot. And so those are just priceless memories and treasures that your children will pass on to their children and on and on. So thank you for caring so much and doing a great service, and sharing with all of us how to keep our kids, whether they're grandchildren or you have your own children of any age. And no matter how old you are, you can always start gardening. That's one of the great things about gardening, is it doesn't take a lot of effort. There's no age limit.
Absolutely.
you never have to retire from gardening. So let's talk a little bit about chickens. This is something that, you know, there's chicken mania these days. People are going back to raising their own chickens and finding out that these amazing birds live a very long time. But most people didn't realize that a chicken can live up to 20 years. And they come in all different sizes and shapes, not just white. But tell us your experience and what would you encourage our listeners to do?
Yeah, I'm fairly a newer chicken keeper. I've only been doing it a couple years, and it's something I've been wanting to do for a while. And finally, me and my wife, we decided to take the plunge, and, you know, we built an entire pen area and the coop. And one of the things that I've just enjoyed about keeping the chickens is the personality that they have. And just, you know, it's more than just eggs. I mean, we keep just hens. We don't have any roosters. We're not allowed any roosters in our town. And if for those who are thinking about keeping chickens out there, my first advice is find out what your town allows. Not every town allows you to keep chickens, which it's kind of shocking and sad in such a way, because they're very docile animals and, you know, very pleasant to have. And if your town does allow it, I'd highly recommend that you keep a couple. But make sure you know, just follow the rules in your town. And if they don't allow it, try to, you know, if you have other people in your area that want to keep chickens, you know, maybe you can get that rule changed. And it does happen once, because a lot of the lawmakers don't really realize, you know, just what kind of animals the chickens are, and they're really nice to have. And with that said, that would be the first thing. The second thing that in my own experience with keeping chickens is you obviously, you know, want to make sure that you keep them contained. If you live on an area, you had mentioned your friend lives in Jackson. I'm very familiar with the area, and they're very large pieces of land that you may be allow them to free range. But in some areas where you have suburbs or cities, you can't, because they're going to go in your neighbor's yard and whatnot. And, you know, the last thing you want to do is aggravate your neighbor. So you want to create an area where they can kind of live, and, you know, that's where they lay their eggs, and that's called the pen area. And, of course, a coop for them to stay. And then, of course, the last thing is you want to choose chicken breeds that are good for your area. In my area, we're pretty fortunate because we have, you know, varying seasons. So, you know, we have to find breeds that not only do well in the summer heat, but also in the, you know, cooler winter temperatures. And there's a lot of breeds out there that do that. I have three different breeds. I have a Buff Orpington, I have Australorps, and I have New Hampshire Reds, and they all adapt well to those environments. So that's another thing you have to keep in mind when doing chickens. And then, you know, obviously you have to, you know, learn about different, you know, feeding habits and things like that. And it may sound like a lot, but it's really not, and it's a lot of fun. And if you're thinking about jumping into it and your town allows it, I would highly recommend that you jump in there and just take the plunge in the chicken keeping. It's absolutely wonderful.
One of the things that I had a concern about was that the feed for chickens that you buy, you know, I mean, people feed scraps and that kind of thing, that it wasn't organic. And I just recently saw that you can now buy organic feed for chickens. So that made me very happy. It doesn't make any sense to be, you know, taking care of these wonderful chickens and then we're feeding them genetically modified food.
Yeah, absolutely.
The thing gets into our food.
Yeah, there's a lot of good organic brands out there that you could find at your local, you know, if around here, we'll either get it at a place called Agway. I don't know if they have them out there where you are. Or Tractor Supply is the more nationally known store that carries different types of feeds. And they carry a good line of different organic foods, which we use here. Because I agree with you, it doesn't make much sense to raise birds that you're trying to, you know, get healthy eggs out of, and then you turn around and you're not even feeding them the healthiest things possible. So I absolutely agree with what you're saying.
I mean, it was questionable. And so now we do have that handle. And so there is another reason to jump out there and have a few chickens. As you say, it's not just about the, you know, the eggs. They become pets.
Yep.
Do yours have names?
Yes. You know, what's funny was a friend of mine, she told me, you know, the last thing you want to do is name your chickens because then they become, quote, unquote, humanized. They become pets. And the first thing my children did was they gave them all names. So they all have different names. And I actually enjoy it because they're just, like I said, they're just wonderful, wonderful animals. And you know, we've named all of ours, and they've become more than just egg layers. They're pets. They're part of the family. And it's just been wonderful.
Yeah, they are wonderful. We're going to take another quick break. We've got lots more to hear from Mike Podlesny. And we're going to talk a little bit about his Seed of the Month Club, which is pretty amazing. I think all of you are going to want to become members of the Seed of the Month Club. So take a little break. We're coming right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, Evolve Yourself.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, which is environmentally and sustainably yours, Easy. And with me this hour is Mike Podlesny. He's a gardening crusader. He's the author of Vegetable Gardening for the Average Person and the Seed of the Month Club. Everybody take a look at his website. It has an amazing amount of information. It's very bright and colorful, and he has all kinds of videos and blog, and there's a lot there. Most of all, though, I think you ought to consider joining the Seeds Club. So the website, by the way, is Average Person Gardening, averagepersongardening.com. Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you.
Let's talk about this novel idea that you had about Seed of the Month Club, and tell us what catalyzed you to put this together. And I mean, I really love this idea. I think it is very, very exciting, and a lot of people are going to want to join the club.
Yeah, it started, me and my wife used to belong to this movie club where, you know, you sign up, they send you a movie, you send it back, that sort of thing. And we're watching a movie one night, I just turned to her and I'm just like, wouldn't this be great if we did this with Seeds for Gardening? And so it kind of expanded from there. And when we first started, it was just friends and family that we would send it out to, and they really liked it, and it kind of just grew from there. So it's been around about 5 years now, and it's grown to where we have members in all 50 states and in over 17 countries around the world. And what we're doing is we select seeds based on the member's growing zone, and we send it to them. And the idea is we're trying to get people, obviously, to garden, so they get this fun package of seeds in the mail. And we're also trying to push their knowledge. It's easy to grab, you know, some of the easier items to grow and put it out there. But what we're also trying to do is, you know, get you to maybe grow some okra or, you know, like you said, you talked about Brussels sprouts earlier. Grow some Brussels sprouts. And they may not be necessarily things that you would normally grow, but what we're finding is individuals say, yeah, I'll give it a try. And then they end up trying it. And as you know, the items that you grow at home always taste 1,000,000% better than what you're going to buy in the stores. And a lot of people, they start eating Brussels sprouts or they start eating okra. And that's kind of what we're going for there with the club. And it's just been a lot of fun. And we get a lot of feedback from our members. And we kind of curtail the club and make some changes. So we're trying to get it just right. And it's just been wonderful. And just the way it works is when you sign up, you get 8 packs of seeds your first month, 4 packs every month thereafter for as long as you're a club member. And it's inexpensive. They're heirloom, open pollinated varieties. And like I said, we cater them to your zone. So you're going to get, you know, what you can grow there. And, you know, once in a while we may throw in a pack that, you know, kind of is on the borderline. You may or may not be able to grow it in, say, you know, zone 7A. But you're going to give it a try because we want to push your boundaries. And that's really what we're going for.
Well, it's a great idea. What does somebody in your zone, what would they receive on their first order?
Well, for me, we're in zone 7A. So you would, on the first order, you would get cucumbers. It's going to vary based on, you know, what we have in stock and what we're able to get from our farmers and the growers that they have available. But normally you'll get, you know, a tomato, a cucumber, a pepper. You'll get one or two herbs, depending on, you know, what we have in stock, and just some other varieties of items that, you know, kind of may be, you know, out of the ordinary, because, like I said, we're trying to push your boundaries there. But you're going to get some staples in the get-go, you know, some things that you're familiar with just to kind of get you going. And then every month thereafter, you're going to start seeing some different varieties come in, some, you know, more rare heirlooms that you're not going to be able to get in your stores or things like that.
Well, I love it. They're 100% non-GMO. You get 8 packs your first month, 4 packs every month thereafter, 30-day money-back guarantee. What does it cost? How do people get set up?
It costs $3.99 a month, and that's the your base membership. So if you're just going to do a month-to-month, it would be $3.99 a month. If you sign up for a little bit longer, then the price is a little bit cheaper. You would go to averagepersongardening.com/seedsclub. It's a very basic sign-up page. You tell us where you want to send it, and that's pretty much it. And, you know, all your information is in there, and we have your zone information once we have your zip code. And then we start, you know, tailoring your seeds to where it's going to go. And you're going to get your first 8 packs. They get mailed out usually within 24 to 48 hours of you ordering. And then by the last Friday of each month thereafter, you'll receive the next set of 4 packs of seeds. And, you know, we're always here if you have any questions about any of the seeds that you receive so that we could help you in any way we possibly can to make sure that your gardening is a success.
I love it. I just think it's such a great idea. You know, it's sort of like we have CSAs here, you know, that's another growing part of gardening. And you can, at our Arbica Organics location, we made an arrangement with a company called Sunny Zone of Farms. Sunny Zone of Farms is an organic CSA, and so we're a drop-off point. And so I just love this idea of, you know, with, you know, once a week people receive a box of organic food. Even, you know, if you can't grow your own, you know, then how wonderful it is to get something that's locally grown. And my point is, though, that it's sort of like, it's like your birthday every week, because you're not quite sure what's going to come in the box. You have an idea because, you know, the season of things. But there you open that box, and it's like everybody smiles. Oh, my God, look at this, kohlrabi. Look at these little these little pear yellow tomatoes. And I mean, it's just so fun. Well, the same thing for your concept, you know, that it puts a big smile on my face to think about, you know, you go to the mailbox and, oh, look what I just got. How fun.
Yeah, we've had members actually write us, and they told us it's the most fun that they have going to their mailbox every month. So that's really fun, and you're right. It is like a birthday present because you don't know what you're going to get, and some people like that, some people don't, and I understand that. But a lot of people like that kind of mystery. They, you know, what am I getting this month? And they open it up, and they get excited. Oh, wow, you know. We sent out not too long ago marigold seeds. We don't send out a lot of flowers, but once in a while when we do get the request, we'll do that. And I can't remember off the top of my head which zone that went to, but we sent out marigold seeds, and we received a ton of email of people who were just so excited to get those seeds. And it just makes us feel good because we know we're doing the right thing, and you know, like I said, we're trying to get as many people to garden as possible, and it's just another tool that we use to do that.
What are your favorites? Tell us what you like to grow in your garden.
Oh, geez. If you talk to my wife, she'll tell you what doesn't he like to grow. But my favorite, I love tomatoes. Mm-hmm. I love cherry tomatoes. I love a good slicer tomato. I grew an heirloom tomato last season called Mr. Stripey, and I did a Marglobe, and they just are so juicy, and I love those. I'm a big fan of sweet peppers. I love to basically put peppers with everything, whether it's a salad or a breakfast, or I love peppers as well. Cucumbers is always a favorite here, with me and my wife, and my kids actually love the cucumbers as well. That's always a favorite here. And then, every year, and this is one thing that I try to tell a lot of people, this is what I do personally, but it's always a good exercise, is I try to grow one thing that I have never grown before. I think it helps expand my, gardening knowledge, and I've been gardening for a long time, and I'm always learning something new every year, and this is one way of doing that. And last year I grew some red burgundy okra, which was new for me, and it did really well. And but that's kind of like where I like to take my garden into.
Wow, sounds delish. I haven't had breakfast yet. We've got about a minute. What are your words of wisdom to our listeners today?
If I could just pass on anything to your listeners, get out and garden. Even if you just grow one pot of herbs, get out there. You're going to find out how easy it is. You're going to love it. I think you're going to love it, and you're going to get hooked like everybody else who gardens currently. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a lot of fun once you start doing it.
Those are great words of wisdom, and what a great dad and husband you are to make this be such an important part of your family life. You know, there's so much that you can't really, this is indescribable in words, but that being together, working together, having fun together, there's a lot to be said for that.
Thank you very much for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. And I just want to make sure that everybody does have a chance to go back to that website, averagepersongardening.com. I love your blog. I mean, well done. The Ultimate Guide to Growing Tomatoes, Grow Kohlrabi at Home, Grow Chervil in the Herb Garden, How to Select Your Vegetable Seeds. And that's a good one that I loved, that, How to Select Your Vegetable Seeds, because a lot of people don't know. And I like this idea of the Seed of the Month Club. Thank you so much. And for those of you who are listening, we're coming back again next week with another amazing guest. So go out and make it a great, easy, organic gardening week. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, Environmentally and Sustainably Yours.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.